I went through your year four organized replies, and you asked me if you could do it. I got permission from Sister Frederick. She said, okay. In other words, there were four groups. Sacred Heart group, Guardian Angels group, Our Lady group, and St. Joseph group. Right? Okay. So on each one, I read everything you wrote. Then I put my own comment and to make it official, signed my name. I think it is briefly worth going over these quotations. What did Leo XIII mean when he said that the Eucharist, quotes, are contained in remarkable richness and variety of miracles, comma, all supernatural realities? Pope Leo XIII was saying that the supernatural, the word sisters, supernatural, is not only or mainly an adjective. We say, here we're living a supernatural life. Sure, supernatural can be an adjective. But when the Pope says supernatural realities, he is telling us that there are two levels of being in the world. There are natural beings and, well, supernatural beings, realities. And thus, the supernatural life is not just our natural life, and now somehow, well, supernaturalized. No. It is a different reality. Sanctifying grace is a reality. The beatific vision in heaven is a reality. The actual graces we receive, they are in the Eucharist. In the Eucharist are contained all supernatural realities. Why? Because the Holy Eucharist is the greatest, the principle, the fountainhead of everything supernatural in the world. Why? Because Eucharist is Jesus Christ. In other words, the union of those two natures, human and divine, to form, remember, how many persons in Christ? One or two? One. Divine person. That divine person has a real human nature. Well, that human nature in Christ is not, in our sense of the word, merely natural. That human nature, no matter what adjective we use, would be weak. That human nature is deified, it is divinized, is the human nature of God Himself. Every time that Christ opened His lips and spoke even one word, that word coming from the lips, the human lips of Jesus, behind the words He used was the living God speaking. communicating. And all we can do, sisters, is repeat certain words. But what a difference, what a mountain of difference between, and can even be the same words. One person understands them by faith. The other does not say believe, uses the same words. Those words spoken, say by us, on faith, have power. That is, well, beyond the natural. I have a conference here. I have to choose and pick what I should speak on, because there are just so many hours, take so much time to speak, and there's such an ocean to share with you. I have here my notes on the Holy Eucharist and chastity. Christian chastity is impossible without the Eucharist, period. And that's true on every level. Married people, single people, consecrated persons. And especially the Holy Father, Leo XIII, says, variety of miracles. Sisters, was there any limit to the people who believed that Jesus was what he claimed to be, one with the Father? Was there any limit to what the people expected Jesus to do? They expected him to do everything, anything, right? They expected him to, well, cure every manner of illness. They expected him to raise the dead. And sisters, you may not know this, but when St. Francis Xavier, well, still first as Francis Xavier, when his cause for beatification and canonization was being studied in Rome, Francis Xavier was ready for canonization before St. Ignatius. But the Jesuit general asked Holy Father, please, Holy Father, please, don't canonize Francis before you canonize Ignatius. All right. So they held up the canonization of Francis Xavier. Now, among the miracles, proved miracles, in the life of Francis Xavier was raising dead people back to life. Somebody in England, 25 years ago, questioned that Francis Xavier really rose or raised people from the dead. So I wrote one of my strongest articles. I didn't call him bad names, but I told him, sisters, I can give you one good reason why he must convert the Muslims to stop this noise. And as I have been doing, to say a few words about Islam. As you know, Islam is very divided. Thank God. If Islam was not divided into many sects, Christianity by now would not be wiped out, but would be destroyed in many countries.